on the wire right now. It is Brad Powers, Brad Powers Sports, Brad Powers 7, the number 7 on Twitter, and BradPowersSports.com. Of course, that Bill King link, top right of the page. He's on with Bill every Friday morning at 8 o'clock hour. Good morning, Brad.
How you doing on this fine Wednesday morning?
Well, I'm doing well, and I follow you on Twitter, so you got a little trembling of the earthquake out there over the 4th?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, the 4th was my first time I've ever been in an earthquake. I didn't know what was going on at first. I was very confused. I think if you had a camera on my face, I was, like, looking at myself, thought I was shaking. But that was interesting. But I got to tell you, the one after that, the next day, and there's a video of that, obviously, at the NBA Summer League, that one got to the point where it was shaking really good. I mean, you know, fans and you know, windows and all kinds of things were shaking in my place. And that one was borderline a little bit scary.
Yeah. And you being a Ohio boy, you've never been anything like that, right?
No, never in my life. It's an interesting feeling, to say the least.
Well, is it sort of feel like after a backdoor cover on a Sunday that you missed? Is that how it sort of felt like?
Oh, no. I mean, those are much worse. But, no, just I would say just a peculiar, very odd feeling. I mean, it's just something that it's tough to describe unless you've actually experienced it.
Brad Powers with us. Obviously, we'll get to football in a minute. A couple other questions. How much play does the All-Star game get out there, or the Home Run Derby on top of that? Because it's certainly, you know, things that usually are on national television with a really an audience where no other sports are going on. It seems like there would be a lot of play on it.
Nah, there really isn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe some sharper guys bet it, but really doesn't move the needle much. And, in fact, if anything, this is the week here with the All-Star break that most guys, at least in my industry, it's the one time of the year where they're taking, like, a week off for vacation. This would be I would almost guarantee this is the slowest week of the entire year in a sports book. And, you know, if the professionals – you know, whether it be handicappers, bettors, if they're on vacation, that means they're not likely to be giving out anything to their clients. So I got to think that the handle this time of year is extremely low. And even though it's an All-Star game, even though it's a Home Run Derby, they're just not moving the needle hardly at all.
Well, and with that said, then this is the week you should have taken up on our invitation of Music City Todd at the Omni, Bill King, me. This is the week you should be here, man. What's up?
Yeah, I don't take very many vacations, so I always feel like I get behind when I do some. So some for me, vacations can be stressful.
Well, let me ask you this. Set you up with a wireless somewhere.
Yeah, we'll do that. You talk about the NBA Summer League. I've sat there Friday night and watched Zion Williamson play that entire game. I've never watched a Summer League game in my life. I'm watching here in Nashville. What's kind of the talk about that in Vegas?
Obviously, a lot of excitement this year with Zion. It's growing with popularity here. It's more of a niche market. Again, I would say, who's betting Summer League? Professionals. Not your you know, Joe Blow guy on the street, certainly not betting Summer League. So sharp money. How much can you get down? Maybe a nickel, meaning $500. Maybe a dime, $1,000 at most. I'd be stunned if you can get that, honestly. With it being in Vegas, it gets some play here. Now, with Zion being out the rest of Summer League, a lot of those media types packed up and they're no longer here. You're driving by the Thomas and Mack Center, that's the home of UNLV, and a lot where these games are played. A lot less TV trucks in that parking lot than what there was last week. But, yeah, it's growing, but again, niche. I mean, the big thing's coming, and it's, you know, the NFL preseason obviously gets more play than that. And we're counting down the days. What are we, like 50 days away from college football? So that'll be the start of the big things.
But as far as not gambling, but the vibe of that summer league out there, I got to think it's pretty well. It's different now with Zion, but last week, I mean, they sold out the lower bowl. They've never done that before over there. So I think what a great thing it is for the summer. Not much going on. Those guys out there. But if you take Zion away from it, it's the luster, a lot of that's gone from that.
Yeah, a lot of it is. But, I mean, again, if you'd asked me what Vegas is out of the major sports, I would say this is more of a basketball town, and I think a lot of it goes to, you know, back to Jerry Tarkanian's days at UNLV. But, I mean, basketball out of all the sports, I get it. The hockey's been embraced big time here, but I think it would be even more so if they got an NBA team. Basketball would be the number one sport in this town if we had a professional team. And obviously with the Summer League being here, you kind of get a little bit of that flavor here. I'll be honest, when it's 105, 110, something, and it doesn't get as much play. A lot of people are afraid to come out of their house this time of year.
Another reason to come visit us, Brad, okay? So, Brad Power 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com, that Bill King link at the top right of the page. Are all of the win totals out for all the college football teams now? I know they started to trickle out now, but they're all out now?
Yeah, they're all out. I mean, in Jersey and in faraway places offshore, you can get them for all Power 5 teams in Vegas now. Can I bet my alma mater, Bowling Green, season win total in Vegas? I still can't do that. So they're not fully out here in Vegas, but pretty much everywhere else there is. As far as Power 5 teams, the Tennessees, the Vanderbilts of the world, you certainly can get down anywhere in Vegas here, anywhere in Jersey, anywhere offshore.
You know, and obviously with what you do professionally doing this, and it's a management of money, I would assume. How much is there a certain percentage that you like to be tied up for the entire year, whether it be totals or any other bets, even into the NFL? I know those odds, division odds came out yesterday. I think the Titans were plus 650, which is for $100, I don't know, to win that division. But anyway, but back to my original point is there only a certain percentage of your cash that you will want to have tied up until December or January?
I mean, that's a really excellent question. I don't have a 100% clear-cut answer because it kind of varies from year to year and what kind of bets I can get down. I mean, if I got some really soft numbers, then obviously I'd be more than willing to tie that money up. You know, this year, at least in town in Vegas, they've been very reluctant to release stuff. So I don't have as much money tied up here in Vegas. Now, you know, in other markets, I do, and that's been a first for me, particularly in the New Jersey market. But what I've done is I kind of set aside an entirely different – I have my bankroll for the upcoming season, and then I had an entirely different bankroll that I, you know, set aside that I feel comfortable with tying up. So I don't tie up more – I don't go into the two bankrolls. I have – this is what I set aside to bet for the upcoming season – and this is what I have set aside for future season win totals and whatnot. I think keeping them separate is kind of a good idea because otherwise there's a lot of temptation because there's some really good bets this time of year, bets that you're not going to see in the regular season. And at least and when you're sitting around and you don't do baseball like I do, the temptation is very strong to continue to bet and to continue to put that money away. I would say in any sport, having a set bankroll – that you're comfortable with, and because the chances are, I mean, you could lose it, and let's face it, most people lose in this industry. So, always setting aside a bankroll, no matter what you're betting, is one of the, I would say, key ingredients if you want to, you know, be successful in the long run.
I was laughing at this because I'm sure Vegas loves this line. I'm reading this. It says, of all the teams in the NFL, the most popular one to win the Super Bowl is Cleveland. And so guys who don't know a lot, we're going to load up, I think, on Cleveland, and Vegas sits back and is like, yeah, go ahead. Because we know this. There's no way that Cleveland has any chance of winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to fade it. And, you know, the public can really have a say when it comes to the NFL more than any other sport. So what I like to do with the NFL, if you don't attack those, you know, numbers early on when they're released in April and May, right after the draft, wait all summer because the public, like a team like Cleveland, and that's probably team number one that I'm looking to fade. I'll wait all summer and let the public bet their numbers up, their season win total up, you know, the chances of them winning the division and whatnot. And what I'll do is, you know, I'll come in late in the summer and go with the under and fade the public on a team like that. So I've been waiting anxiously to maybe get a season win total of 9.5 out there in the marketplace and fade the Browns, a team that hasn't even won the division 1989.
That just cracks me up there. But, I mean, I look at this, the Chiefs and the Patriots are up there at the top, and I guess that's what's going to be pretty much before the season starts. Those two are going to be neck and neck.
Yeah, I mean, because they were right there in the AFC Championship game last year. I mean, the Patriots, they good luck. If you want to fade the Patriots, I don't know what type of things that you're into, but I guess you like getting hurt. But, I mean, the Chiefs, I think, are a team that the professionals, particularly, you know, when you're looking at the situation with the wide receiver, I think that's a team that some of the pros are looking to fade a little bit this year. And we've seen some money come against Kansas City in that opener against Jacksonville on the road. And that number's been dropping steadily throughout the summer.
Brad Powers with us. We're 10 days into legalized online gambling in the state of Tennessee. If I wanted to do it this very minute, I wouldn't know how. I guess I'd have to download the app and figure out how to love it. But I'm going to ask you something, okay? Where are the legalities and whatnot of this? Say, Brad, you and I, we're friends, okay? And I certainly hope we are, even though you won't accept our invitation to come to Nashville. But can you and I just like talk on the phone and you say to me I want to give me $100 on whatever and I can put the bet in for you and then and get that money to you. Is that legal, illegal? I've just never thought about it until right now that, hey, if you said you were doing, you know, stuff in Jersey, obviously, can you tell me what to place? I place it and then return the money to you. Is that illegal?
It's illegal.
Okay, good. Well, I'm not going to. Well, don't call me then.
Thanks for incriminating me for my other state.
No, I don't believe. Really? Well, you keep bringing it up, okay?
Yeah, I mean, so-called friend, you are. No, I'm kidding. it's, you know, illegal. I'm not encouraging anyone to open invites and force it on me. I certainly can't because I'd be guilty of it. But, I mean, when you're going from state to state now, obviously there's going to be a ton of people doing it. I mean, the offshore is illegal. I mean, so all that stuff's been illegal. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the laws – I mean, there's a lot of laws that are going to have to be rewritten. But technically, as the laws are now – you know, me doing that whole conversation and situation would be illegal.
Yeah, but legally, I could just look at who you're touting and go do it for myself because you're only...
There you go.
Yeah, yep. Okay. And okay. Well, I just, before I got us both in trouble, I thought I'd ask.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously each state's different. I mean, are there multiple sports books in your state? Is there just one app? I'm actually curious.
I don't know yet. I mean, I guess I should look, but I think there's just the one, you know, because it's being run under the auspices of the Tennessee Lottery. They have a board of 9 people that will run that part component of it, but I don't think anybody knows what they're doing, quite frankly. I just think it got passed and the train left the station and everybody jumped on. Now they're trying to figure out how to drive the train.
Yeah, and you're not alone. I think the only state that's really fully grasped this whole idea is obviously New Jersey. Other than that, I mean, these other 8, 9, 10 states that have past it. It's been, let's just say, a learning experience for the state because I would say any state, if you want to, you know, really take advantage of it, follow New Jersey's lead because whatever they're doing is doing right. They just passed Nevada last month as far as having more handles, so that's how popular it's been there and how well they've done things there.
Well, you know that East Coast money. There's a lot of it. So,
20 million people in that metro area when there's only 3 million people in the entire state of Nevada.
And they're getting to do it legally. You know, it's a good thing because it's never happened there before illegally. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, never. Never been a game bet on the Giants or the Jets.
No never way. Been a never been a parlay car, a stack of parlay cards at the local bar. Never never been those. So, hey, Brad, always enjoy. Enjoy it. I'm the pupil. You're the teacher. I really do it. And when you do, we're on with Bill. I listen to it every Friday morning. Thank you, Brad.
Hey, right back at you.
Whoa, I got to. And that was my thank you. Tell us how to do business with you.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that part.
Yeah, bradpowersports.com. What you're going to do is you click on the Bill King tab, top of the page. If you want a, you know, a fresh issue of the newsletter, you can download it for free. The July issue just was posted a couple days ago. It's got some college and NFL stuff in there to get you geared up for the season. If you like what you see, $69, you're all set through both college and the NFL all the way through the Super Bowl. I write up a game write-up on every single college game each week, every single NFL game, top picks of the week, number one newsletter in the country the last 4 years. Make sure you're going to bradpowersports.com. Click on the Bill King tab, top of the page.
Thank you, Brad. Talk to you next Wednesday.
Hey, right back at you guys. Take care.
All right. Really, in my mind, the best in the business, Brad Powers.